Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Back in 2010, during the congressional debate on Obamacare, Nancy Pelosi, then Speaker of the U.S. House, famously said, quote, "We have to pass the bill so you can find out what's in it," end quote. Now, 14 years later, as Montanans are being asked to cement abortion rights into our state's constitution, supporters of Planned Parenthood are using the same twisted logic. With the help of the liberal majority on the Montana Supreme Court, Planned Parenthood was able to craft a ballot statement that hides the true ramifications of the amendment behind ambiguous terms and fluffy language that leaves voters in the dark. Heaven forbid we pass this thing before we find out what's actually in it. Right now, supporters of the amendment are in a race against the clock to gather the 60,000 signatures necessary to get the measure on the November ballot. That leaves us asking some serious questions. The proponents say the amendment simply secures reproductive rights, but it goes further than that, much further. Would people sign the petitions if they knew that the amendment allows abortions up to the moment of birth? Would they sign it if they knew that the legislature would no longer be able to place reasonable restrictions on abortion? Would they sign it if they knew that people other than doctors would be allowed to perform abortions? Would they sign it if they knew that young girls could be taken for an abortion by a third party without their parents' knowledge? And finally, would they sign it if they knew that parents could be criminally charged for interfering with a child who wants to undergo irreversible transgender surgery? These are the details being hidden from voters. Yesterday, during a legislative hearing on the amendment, witness after witness came forward to expose the truth. In fact, only one witness spoke in favor of the measure. None of the proponents were willing to stand before the committee and answer the tough questions. Ironically, a self-identified pro-choice abortion supporter testified against the amendment, saying that even though she's in favor of abortion, this amendment goes way too far. Will the supporters be able to gather enough signatures by the June 21st deadline? Only time will tell, but both sides agree that it's a heavy lift. Supporters must gather over 1,000 signatures every day for the next 60 days. Those opposed to the measure say the best way to kill it is to stop it from getting on the ballot in the first place. They call their effort Decline to Sign, and they're asking everyone to say no when approached by signature gatherers. They're also asking pastors and priests to encourage their congregations to decline to sign. Montana Family Foundation Chief Legal Counsel Derek A. Stryker assures members of the clergy that they can speak out against this measure from the pulpit without jeopardizing their church's tax-exempt status. In his words, it's time for the church to be bold. If this measure passes, it will be too late, and the hidden language of the amendment will place our kids at risk for generations to come. If you or your church would like to help stop this from happening, please call our office at 628-1141. That's 628-1141. Or go to the website at formontanafamilies.com. That's formontanafamilies.com to sign up and be a volunteer. As Edmund Burke once said, the only thing necessary for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing. This amendment is pure evil, and it's time for good men and women to step up to the plate. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.